I look forward to seeing you again next week on Your Radio.
Remaster Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in your brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul.
Would I sound stupid and ungracious if I asked what this is all about?
This is our celebration! You know what happens to anybody that backs out!
Vibration of voice bar.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Itkin on kaikki ikävät, itkin on kaikki ikävät. Kaipo huoleton huokajelin, kaipo huoleton huokajelin. Kuulin kummat näin nimehet, kuulin kummat näin nimehet. Hämehes oli herrat suuret, hämehes oli herrat suuret. Murrahat monennäköiset, murrahat monennäköiset. Simo siirdipö sinne tänne, Simo siirdipö sinne tänne. Minä en ollut niin millenkäänä, minä en ollut niin millenkäänä.
Woundlicker with Dr. Anomia. Woundlicker with Dr. Anomia. Woundlicker with Dr. Anomia. Woundlicker with Dr. Anomia.
Hi, it's Dr. No, it's Johnny Cash. No, it's Anomia, Doc Anomia. Just funning you. Hi, it's good to be with you. This is another delightful installment of Woundlicker, your own very own curated program of the healing arts. And today, I want to outright ask you, thrift store perusing. You like this? I do. For years, my gateway drug was and is going to thrift stores to look at the records, or vinyl if you would. Found a lot of great stuff. A lot of junk too, but it's fun just trawling through the wheat, separating the wheat from the chaff. And believe me, there's a lot of chaff, a lot of Herb Alpert records and Jerry Vale and, you know what I'm getting at. But, and Firestone Christmas albums, all over. There's an abundance of all that. But regularly and with great aplomb, there often is some great stuff in great condition. You just need to have the time and the desire to look, and I guess having different genre interests helps too. So it's the cheapest way to go, honestly. I mean, if you're looking, if you have anything other than most recent vinyl, with most recent artists, which I found on occasion, you probably are not going to end up with anything often enough, any frequency, but it sure beats paying $35-$50 for something that was mastered from a CD anyway, right? Anyway, I digress. We're talking about thrift store finds. And in time, I found much more treasures and good times in a thrift store, and apart from just scouring the vinyl sections. And it gives you a solemn pause, too, I have to admit, because I realized as I was looking further into thrift store wares that it's sometimes someone's intimate life. You mean, it made me wonder why. And you know, I thought, well, you know, it's a sad tale. I mean, people have died, you know, relatives. This is, you know, my popular concept of this. Relatives have had to get rid of the stuff that really they had no use for. And I would find all kinds of very sad things. Wedding portraits, a whole panel, like a stand-up frame of someone's wedding and kids' pictures. I mean, that really broke my heart. I mean, just, you know, it was somebody's life. And I would say, I mean, by the faded pictures, you know, you can just imagine it was prominently displayed near a window and the sun had faded it somewhat. And then maybe they divorced. Maybe a partner died and somebody remarried and all this stuff just went to a thrift store. I don't want to bum you out, but, you know, someone did give me some measure of taking the sting out of that seeming gravitas. Someone just simply said, you know, maybe it was in a storage locker. You know, storage lockers are really popular now. It's all over, like tattoo parlors. They're all over. And maybe in the storage locker, just like on TV, the owners forgot to pay. And so all that stuff was gotten by someone else, and they themselves separated the wheat from the chaff. But still all the same, it's sad. Makes you wonder about people. And I like to do that. I like to go to thrift stores and just kind of think about the people who own these things. You know, just very, it can be very solemn, but it could really orient you to life, its joys, its vicissitudes. So anyway, this show then is called Your Stash, My Future Cash. Because when you find something very special there and a collectible, it could be worth something. And that always is the incentive for knickknacks, for tchotchke, you know, finding something that may be worth something to someone. But anyway, I digress. Now listen, I had volunteered at a thrift store some years ago. And I worked the electronics, and it was fun. I mean, all these old Apple computers coming in, and all these coffee makers. Gosh, I mean, so many Mr. Coffee makers, and you know, just stereo systems that worked tenuously, maybe. Or didn't work at all. Cheap stereo systems, speakers, things like that, that, you know, couldn't really be salvaged. Either they were, you know, beat up, or just that, you know, they existed as those cheapo rack systems that were the rage back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I'd dare say 90s, right? Well, still, probably still, right? I don't know. But anyway. I remember the very first time I came across a lantern fly. I freaked out thereabouts. I had looked at a printer, and there's no way we could test if the printer was working. But giving a look at it, I thought it was pretty beat up. So I set it down on the ground. You know, there's like a big industrial-sized bin that thrift stores use, which takes in the stuff that they can't sell. I mean, it's, you know, clothing that is ripped and soiled some way beyond redemption, and items that just are broken, you know, and whatnot. But anyway, so I was getting it ready to throw in this bin, and all of a sudden, these creatures, these weird insects I had never, ever seen before, migrated outside of the printer in this sort of very nervous, twitchy way of congregating. There were like two of them. And it was really freakishly weird. And I stepped on them, and they bled red. I mean, I was just freaked. I wasn't like, you know, crying or screaming like a 12-year-old girl, but I was just thinking, this thing is cursed. Something about this thing makes it seem like it came up from hell. And then later, maybe within that year, I wasn't right away, then this whole lantern thing became the rage. So, you know, there's all kinds of neat stuff, and there's all kinds of junky stuff and kind of kitschy stuff. That there are different customers for this. It's quite a nice little weekend hour or so journey into the past and into possible treasures and into things that mean something to you. So, you know, you probably are, if you listen to this show, you probably are a frequenter of a thrift store, whether for your clothing, whether for your records, whether for some kind of Hummelware, whatever it is. It's just a feast of treasures and past affectations and ruminations and whatnot. So we're going to be looking at, in our mind's eye, the thrill of the chase in the thrift store. Enjoy.
from your house.
And traditional blues music. 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in the high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Marksters spin the best and the worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mark. Viva La Mark. Friday night starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
décrit une pointe d'une épée violente. Et c'est beau et fort et impitoyable.
RCT is supported by Speck Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at speckhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Stai vicino a me per Natale sera. Non lo puoi sapere come musicara. Acarezzami come ciel, acarezza luna. Acarezzami come mar, acarezza rena. Fammi dormire, come te l'aggiarir, te voglio bene. Come te l'aggiarir, non me lasciar, o pensir che per da te. Vicino a me, per nata sera.
Y gira la Luisi. comedian talks about snot. Didn't that shock you, dear? Because no one else ever said it. I said snot, 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 booger snot. Now you won't forget my name. Think it's Red Wolf, but it's not. Red Fox. Snot is part of growing up. You were a snotty-nosed kid. Ha ha, hell. Probably have some snotty-nosed kids of your own. Now, that's why you tell them, suck that up or blow it out and get the hell out of here.
Más canciones con Sonia Morales. Marcando. Chicos, vamos, Sonia.
Vamos a cantarle esta canción que dice...
Luego en la fotito, por favor, ¿ya?
Sol brilla, las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada 5 personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
Дорогі краяни із країв далеких і не дуже, що прибули на цей безпрецедентний за своїм значенням і за своїм масштабом фестиваль. Дорогі мої львів'яни, 100 років розкидала нас наша історична недоля по різних закутках земної кулі. І ось сьогодні ми